To which Ahab answered, "Aye." Straightway then, Gabriel once more started to his feet, glaring upon the old man, and vehemently exclaimed with downward-pointed finger, "Think! Think of the blasphemer! Dead and down there! Beware of the blasphemer's end!" Ahab stolidly turned aside, then said to Mayhew, "Captain, I have just bethought me of my letter-bag. There is a letter for one of thy officers, if I mistake it not. Starbuck, look over the bag." Every whale ship takes out a goodly number of letters for various ships, whose delivery to the persons to whom they may be addressed depends upon the mere chance of encountering them in the four oceans. Thus most letters never reach their mark, and many are only received after attaining an age of 2 or 3 years or more. Soon Starbuck returned with a letter in his hand. It was sorely tumbled, damp, and covered with a dull, spotted green mould, in consequence of being kept in a dark locker of the cabin. Of such a letter Death himself might well have been the postboy.
"Canst not read it?" cried Ahab. "Give it me, man." "Aye, aye. It's but a dim scrawl. What's this?"
As he was studying it out, Starbuck took a long cutting-spade pole, and with his knife slightly split the end to insert the letter there, and in that way hand it to the boat, without its coming any closer to the ship.